Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. High school football tonight, and obviously is very near and dear to Big Joe and I. And so every Friday at 9:30, we will talk to a high school football coach from the Mid-State area. And we say hello to our good friend, Coach Brian Rector at Father Ryan, the Bishop's Cup tonight. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Does this one just, I mean, does it get more special every year? Or, like, how do you approach this game? Because you know what it means.
Well, you know, it is special. But, you know, these types of games for coaches can also be pretty stressful because there's so much that goes, you know, along with it outside of just the X and O thing. So from a school standpoint, you know, everybody wants to get involved, and rightfully so. And so there's an extra layer, I think, probably for both myself and Coach Sneed of stress that's added on because it is not your typical, you know, just standard like Friday football game. And so usually these are very special, but I've got to admit when they're done, there's probably a little bit of a relief as well.
So with that said, do you like that it's earlier in the year and not towards the end of the year like a lot of rivalry games can be?
I do. Absolutely. That's been kind of my preference with something like this since I've been here at Father Ryan, is to make this early, even though, you may not be playing your best ball early in the year. Who is, right? But as long as, you know, you're kind of both in the same boat and you're both, you know, trying to get better and you're both trying to, you know, get your team to focus on, you know, the big picture, which is oftentimes very hard as a coach and as certainly a 14 to 18 year old kid. I feel like getting this kind of out of the way early is fantastic. You kind of put it behind you, win or lose, and then you move on with the rest of your season.
Talking to our good friend, Father Ryan head football coach, Brian Rector. Coach, what test are you giving right now?
A little AP European history, man, Renaissance and Reformation. There you go.
Nick Frazier, you take that class at Ryan?
No, I did not.
Nick Frazier did not take this class at Father Ryan. He was scared to take it, man. He should have, though. He should have, for sure.
He knew better. I did not want to take that class.
Oh, I love it. Coach, last year you win at Pope John Paul, huge game and everything. Let me ask you this. The student involvement last year for that game on Friday night might have been the loudest environment I've heard from students. How important is it for students on both sides to show up tonight and show out?
Well, you know, besides playing the football game, to me, that's the most important thing. You know, I'm kind of the guy that's like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll play in an empty stadium if we need to. You know, I'm a football coach, you know, meathead. We just love the game. But come on, let's be serious, man. When these kids are there and they get into it and they get rowdy and they get loud and they support the teams, that's awesome. I mean, seriously, that is absolutely, you know, when I go back and look at film, if we make a big play, especially maybe during a game in which we're successful and we might make a good play, of course I watch the tape and I'll watch the play, but then I'll run it back a couple times and if I can check out, you know, the student section, check out the fan base and see how they react, because that's super special to me.
Father Ryan, football coach Brian Rector is with us. I want to go back to something for a second from the teacher side of you. How many of your players are in your class currently?
Oh, man, I have none in my class currently. I've had a few, for sure, in my time here at Father Ryan. I'm more so in the world history than in the AP Euro.
Yeah.
So, you know, they'll definitely take the class that is required. I have a bunch of those in there. The AP one, that's just a handful.
Are you one of those coaches that when you have your players in your class, you're a little harder on them because you want them to set the example?
Well, I wouldn't say so. I think that's kind of set through football, so they kind of know coming in. They kind of know coming in, if that makes sense. So, you know, them. But obviously, you know, if not that it's ever happened, but if any of them for whatever crazy reason did get out of line, that's not hard to address. So.
When I was in high school, our coach taught history as well, and I remember some of us, like, we walked into class and we walked towards the back, and he kind of looked at us and just gave us a glare, and we were like, okay, yeah, we'll sit up front, coach. Yeah, we're with you. We got you. We get the message.
That's how it goes. Exactly.
All right, Coach, they say between game one and two is the biggest improvement you'll see out of your football team. You had a big win over Overton. What would you like to see out of your team in week two?
Yeah, our eyes. I felt like our eyes were pretty bad last week, and we did a poor job of missing some blocks. I want to see, our attention to detail on some certain things like pace and procedure offensively improve. Like every coach probably in the country, I want to see fewer missed assignments on defense in terms of the gaps that you're supposed to attack or guard. And, that's really kind of all we're asking. Hey, let's just get better. It's not like we can be something we're not. So let's get better than what we were last week, and the chips kind of, fall where they may.
Was it easy? I know you're a great offensive coach. Was it easy or hard giving that play calling up when you became a head coach?
Well, I only really have called offensive plays, I think, maybe 2 years in my entire career. So, yeah, that's easy for me. That is. Because the offensive play caller really does have to be, pretty analytical. They have to be so focused on, okay, what is the other team doing? What have we done? What have we practiced? What have we not done, et cetera, that it's just so much to really think about as you go through a game. I mean, I really honestly don't know how some of these guys do it at these really, really high levels, college and pro, where they're the head coach and play right. caller. I really don't. I'm probably just not smart enough to do that. But because it is, to me, so very, very, very analytical. I like to kind of be the game manager and make sure that, special teams are where they need to be and timeouts are called appropriately and all that other good stuff. But, I'm lucky because I've got two really good coordinators, and when you have two really good coordinators, you let them do their job.
Absolutely. You spent some time with our good friend Walt Wells as a GA. Did you pick up any new cuss words from Coach Wells?
Oh, wow. Well, that's an interesting question. I'll just say I picked up a lot from Coach Wells. He's a great friend and an unbelievable coach, and they're actually playing at Western Kentucky next weekend. I think we're going to go to that one. What he taught me in the 2 years that I coached with him at Western Kentucky was worth what feels like 10 years of coaching, seriously.
Right.
So I'm blessed to have him as a kind of a mentor and definitely a friend.
Coach Brian Rector is here with us on the program. With everything that, sports has changed. I mean, college sports, you're seeing it at the high school level. But when you guys all get together before a game and you're, in that locker room and you address the team right before you hit the field, is that moment where everything just seems so simple again and you're just going out, you're playing a game, you're coming together and building a team as you go through the year? But is that moment where it just everything kind of feels right with the world?
Well, I think that's a great way to put it. It really is. It's the calm before the storm. It's a very special moment before, all the what hits the fan. And it's like a first responder type thing. You're prepping to go in to do a job and you don't know how it's going to turn out and you don't know what's going to happen and you've got to be, seemingly prepared for every eventuality. So having a little bit of calm before the storm, I always enjoy. Now, what I hate, and I bet I'm probably pretty, speaking for a lot of coaches here, what I hate is the wait time from the end of the school day till the start of the game.
Yeah.
That part to me is by far the most brutal. Like, I would love to go home and mow the grass or, do laundry or something like that, prep some food that I'm going to cook on the grill the next day and then just run back and warm up and play. So there's a lot of special times after school and before the game, but you're right, that time right before we go out there and make it happen, it's pretty cool.
Well, before that you go, Coach, we're talking to Brian Rector, head football coach of Father Ryan. They take on Pope John Paul tonight in the Bishop's Cup. This is unique, Coach, because, when Ravenwood plays Brentwood, those guys grew up together playing in the leagues. But for this, these guys grew up in the parochial schools together. Then they had to split off, go to Pope John Paul, go to Ryan. There's that special meaning that you really can't get anyplace else in this game. And I know you feel that when you coach us on a Friday night, don't you?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's definitely a high representative of the Catholic community here in Nashville. There's no question about it. And so it is special. It really is. And sometimes we're both good. Sometimes one's good and one's not. And, I've been on both ends of that. And, at the end of the day, it's very, very highly competitive. And a bunch of people show up for it. It's pretty special.
It is. Coach, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you for this. And best of luck tonight.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Brian Rector, Father Ryan High School tonight, the Bishop's Cup against Pope John Paul Going to be fun as always.